2350. Now back to your host, Jim Free.
Oh, this is awesome, Wanda. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for the intro. High five. Give those people an extra dollar. All right, that's right. We've got our man, Bruce Turkel. He's the branding expert. He does my branding. He should do your branding. He does branding all across the world. He speaks all across the world on personal branding. He's going to give us his tips to make your business better. And remember, when Bruce speaks, it's all about you. Welcome back to the show, Bruce Turkel.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, so Bruce, why don't we start with what's your new book that you're working on?
Well, it's funny. The last book that I finished, All About Them, as you know, we've talked about it on here. Afterwards, my publisher started asking me about the next book. And, you know, I'm thinking about all these different things that are going on all the time, and I'm writing all these different ideas down, and I'm writing my blog, and I'm doing all those things. And I've started writing three different books, and I write three, four, five chapters, and then I kind of peter out. And I think if I can't stay interested in writing the book, how the heck is anyone going to stay interested in reading it? So one of the talks I was giving, I was talking about a very clear marketing technique, which is you turn your liabilities into your assets. For example, Kentucky Fried Chicken, way back when Harlan Sanders started the company, one of the problems with the product for fast food was it was very greasy. It was greasy fried chicken. That's right. What the customer wanted. But when they started to go national, it wasn't the kind of product that people naturally took to because it was messy. So what did Kentucky Fried Chicken do? What did Kentucky Fried Chicken do? They made their scar their star. They turned their liability into an asset. Kentucky Fried Chicken, finger licking good. If you think about it, finger licking's not actually a good thing. It's kind of gross. And why do you have to lick your fingers? Because you got stuff on them, right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
But they took a negative and they turned it into a positive. And I thought, wow, that's an interesting thing. So I started thinking about that more and more. And I started looking at companies that do exactly that, that take a negative and they turn it into a positive. And then I started looking at my own life. And, you know, one of the things when you speak at conferences, they put a review form on the chairs of all the people. Now they do it electronically sometimes. But, you know, it says, did the speaker cover the subject you were interested in? Did the speaker present their material well from 1 to 10? Was the speaker knowledgeable and all of that? And at the bottom, there's a little box that says comments. And people can scribble in whatever their own words are. And in my case, they always scribble in the same two words, energetic and enthusiastic. Everyone writes that down, energetic and enthusiastic. And of course, it's not like that's a speaking technique I use. It's not like before I go out on stage, I stand in the back room and saying, okay, Bruce, when you go out there, remember, be energetic and enthusiastic. It's not my mantra. It's just who I am. And that comes across on stage. But as I pointed out, when I was a kid, they used to have those same kind of review sheets. They were called report cards. And up top, do you know the knowledge? Did you get an A, a B, or C? Right? And I was a pretty good student. I was okay. So I got A's and B's. Were you prepared for class? Yes, all of that. And then at the bottom, the teacher gets to write in, right? And what would the teacher write? Bruce is a good student and a nice kid. If only he could learn to talk less, sit still, stop drawing pictures. It was the teacher's way of writing, energetic and enthusiastic. When I was 12 years old, that was not a positive.
Oh my gosh, that's terrific.
Today, when I'm on stage, it is.
It really is. You know, it really is, Bruce. And I think that a lot of people have the same kind of juxtaposition in their life where they need to focus on turning something that's a challenge into something that's a positive. For instance, in my personal life, I've got, you know, what we went through with Vivian. It was such a challenge. But, you know, what we're doing to turn it into a positive is we're looking to, you know, project Vivian's experience into the community so other people don't have the same problem. You know, she had a problem with an eating disorder and diuretics, and she wants to go out there and talk in the public schools about that. So she's going to turn her scar into a positive.
That's right. And that's what it's all about. It's taking something that either you or other people see as a negative and saying, wait a second, this is what defines me. This is what has caused me to live my life the way I've lived it, good, bad, or otherwise, whether you did it consciously or not, is almost irrelevant. It's just that those sort of things often control who you are. So Mel Tillis, if you recall, the country music star, he used to stutter.
Sure, until
and
he
it was
started...
a painful stutter.
Oh,
when he started singing, right, he would stop. But he then became an actor. And the stuttering became his trademark. Make your scar your star. I'm sure it's something he wasn't real happy with, or, you know, he got picked on when he was a kid for doing it, as we all have. But make your scar your star. Figure out how to take those negatives and turn them into defining positives. More importantly, take those negatives and turn them into defining points of difference. Things that people see, things that people notice, things that people respond to. And one of the things it does, of course, is it makes you human. Because all of us have those issues. We don't have the same issues. We don't deal with the same problems. We don't deal with the same disabilities. Some people have it a lot worse than others. However, there is a common human bond, a common human connection of overcoming adversity. And if you can not just overcome adversity, but you can exploit that adversity into being a positive, what a great thing that is.
You know, it's really difficult to do that. It's a nuanced thing. You want to make sure that it doesn't look like you're taking advantage of a situation or building on something that is too negative. But I think that if you're able to overcome a challenge, it does help to kind of define you and promote your brand in the marketplace.
Well, I think I agree with that. But I have to say that's because you're thinking of it as a marketing technique per se. You're thinking of it as, hey, what is my scar? How do I make it into my star? I think it's a lot more nuanced than that.
Right.
I think the idea is that whatever these things are, they have already affected who you are. They have already affected what you do. They have already affected your worldview. They have already affected lots of different things. Therefore, how do you use that development, that evolution, in order to tell the world who you are and why you matter to them?
I think at first you have to accept who you are. Not easy for many people to do.
Well, listen, before anyone else is going to, you need to, number one. And number two, we're all on this earth for a limited period of time. Some of us longer than others, but ultimately the ride ends. And somewhere between when the ride starts and the ride ends, hopefully you figure that part of it out. Mark Twain said, the two most important days of your life are the day you're born and the day you figure out why. And of course, you're never going to have anything to do with the day you're born, right? That's already written. That's done. So the question is, can you figure out why? I don't know that we ever figure it out. But if you spend the time being aware, self-conscious, self-aware, thinking about what you're doing, what you want to accomplish, you can start to figure some of this out.
Yeah.
And what you'll find is it's not always the positive attributes that got you there. Quite often, it's the negative attributes that got you there. So what are you going to do with that?
Well, I think that first of all, you're talking really about building a legacy. I think that somebody needs to think about what's their legacy going to be in order to really focus on where they take who they are moving forward. I don't think everybody is going to end up being the wealthiest man, Bill Gates or one of those people. But if you define wealth as the ability to impact people, I think everybody can be wealthy.
But it might not be wealth directed. It might be. And think about it, by the way. You mentioned Bill Gates. So think about how much it's got to suck to be Bill Gates when something goes wrong. Because when something goes wrong in Bill's life, and let's say, you know, you're Bill's friend and Bill's ranting and raving about something, you
His
say,
cable broke.
Well, you know, Bill, it's not like, oh, wait, you are. I mean, who does he complain to? What is he going to do? Call the Sultan of Brunei?
Yeah, right. He has his own problems.
Exactly. And say, this happened? Nobody,
can you believe this?
Nobody cares. How many people are upset about Jeff Bezos' divorce? Right? If it's a friend of yours who gets divorced, oh, my God, that poor couple.
I actually do know one of his friends, and he is upset because he knows them both.
Well, okay, fair enough.
Shout out to you, Scott. I just talked about it.
But, you know, people say, well, oh, poor, or his wife, Meredith, Megan, what I forget what her name is. I think she got, what, $33 billion?
She's the second richest person in the world now.
Yeah,
or something,
so, you know, it's, but she got divorced. All her dreams, if she had dreams of a long marriage and all of that together, that's over. So, but it's kind of hard to feel sorry for them. But on the other hand, so I'm not so sure it's so great to be Bill Gates all the time.
I think it's great to be my wife. She's tremendous. She's working hard. She's got a purpose. She's turning lemons into lemonade. It's somebody that really, man, I respect her. And more than that, I'd have to say that that's my hero.
I have nothing to say to that other than wipe the tear out of my eye.
Yeah, I'm not being, I'm trying to not try to do that. But why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break? We'll let Polo, the dog, come in here, sit on Bruce's lap so he gets a little bit more comforted there. And then we'll come back and do some more good stuff. What do you think?
Yeah, but when I get home, you know, Bailey and Lucy might be jealous when they sniff Polo.
Well, we'll have to work on that during the break. Maybe we'll come back and talk about that. So, Wanda, take it away and make sure you rock the house. Fun. Not really. We'll have more fun too. But hey, anybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all great cars up in Gainesville. They've got Audi down in Key West. They've got them all. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. What is that? Well, it's a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, a guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and of course their 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Rock the house.
Take you to Donald Trump and Joe Biden crossing paths on the campaign trail.
You're crazy.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
This has been Donald Trump and Joe Biden crossing paths on the campaign trail.
All right, and hey, if you want to cross paths with me, I can help you get your real estate deal done. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can bring the capital you need. I recently had a client find some tremendous real estate, needed both debt and equity, gave me a call, made two phone calls. There it was, the debt and equity. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and I'm done talking about mushy stuff about my wife. We're here talking with Bruce Turkel, talking about building your personal brand. We've talked about making your scar into your star. Bruce, what other stuff have you got for our listening audience today to help them build their brand and be more successful?
Well, I think the most important thing, it's interesting, when we were talking about that subject a minute ago, you said you went to wealth. You went right away to wealth, which is fine.
Financial wealth.
You said wealth. Don't put words in my mouth. I have a thought here. I got a thread here. Don't interrupt
me. Go, go,
go. Come
on. Go, 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 go.
You said wealth, and we went right to that, and we talked about that. But I think one of the most important things is understanding what it is you're trying to accomplish. I'm taking a course right now with BizHack over at the CIC Center in Facebook marketing and LinkedIn marketing and other social media marketing, because I'm looking to sell more speaking opportunities and get the word out, get my videos out, all of that. And I've always hired people to do this stuff, and I understand it conceptually, but I didn't understand it tactically, and I'm trying to understand it now. And as you can imagine, if you're running ads on Facebook, the amount of data you can get is absolutely overwhelming. I mean, you can just keep peeling back the onion and go out down rabbit hole after rabbit hole after rabbit hole. Demographics, psychographics, you can do age, gender, interest levels, and then each one you can go deep. They used to say knowledge is power, but now really applied knowledge is power. Knowledge is just overwhelming. There's so much out there now because, as we've said on the show so many times, Siri, Alexa, Echo, Cortana, and all their friends, Google, they know everything. And there's really no lack of knowledge, things that you can't find. And so if you have all this information, it's actually hard to make decisions. So today on the webinar, they're showing how you can get all this different information, all this different data. And I said to the instructor, I said, listen, I get this, that we have all this information at our fingertips, but at some point it causes what's called paralysis by analysis, which is there's so much data and I'm looking at so much data that I just throw my hands up. How do we choose what it is we need to be looking at, what we can ignore, and what we need to get more, what we need to continue to evaluate? And the answer was very simple, and it's what we're talking about. The key word, the North Star, is what is your objective?
Yes. See, I used Facebook marketing when I was looking for Vivian's kidney. And what I would do is I would, first I would geo-target the cities where we had Vivian registered. Then I would use words like yoga and spiritual and God and religion, and suddenly I would open up the world and people that were similarly focused would respond. And so I used the data to find and solve my problem.
And you were using it psychographically.
Yes, I was using
based on interest and based on that sort of thing. You didn't use demographics, although that might have mattered.
I sort of did use it. I did.
But that's not your job anyways. That's the job for the physicians. You wanted to find people who have a propensity to consider donating a kidney.
Correct.
You weren't going to get anyone to sign them and go, okay, I've got the scalpel, I'm ready, I'm cutting it out now. And that's going back to the sense of objective. So if I want to get speaking gigs, I have figured out there's the two best ways for me to get a speaking gig. The number one best way by far is someone to be in one of my audiences.
Yes.
If they see me speak and they belong to an association, a corporation, a religious institution, whatever it is, if they see me speak, they'll come up to me afterwards and go, hey, I belong to this group. I'm a part of this company. We're putting on this event. Could we talk to you about coming to our
audiences? Did it.
You did. That's right.
I did it.
That's how we met. So that's number one. But I can't do that with everybody. So number two is for them to watch my video. Exactly. I can have a short video on Facebook. The longer video is on my website, bruceturkel.com. It's as simple as that. If they watch the video and they're in the business or in the
meeting planning
planning an event or something else, I'll get a call. So that's number two. So my objective is not to get a client, just as your objective was not to find the perfect kidney. My objective is to get somebody to watch the video. Your objective is to get somebody to raise their hand, was to get someone to raise their hand and say, I might be interested in this.
Or even to share it with their network, would be similarly interested people.
I might be interested in this. Not I might be interested in cutting myself open and pulling out my organ.
No, never
ask. I might be interested in helping.
Correct. It's all about finding spiritual good people.
And so once you build that objective, you can then figure out the right tools to use. Example, if I come over your house and you're working on your car, the hood is up, you're leaning over the fender, you're deep in the engine, and I say, hey, Jim, I'm here. You go, oh, great, Bruce, hand me a tool. What do I give you?
You don't know.
A wrench, a screwdriver? So you're more specific. You say a screwdriver. Phillips, flat, big, small, ratcheting, right? Star head, metric.
Wow, well done. You've been to Sears.
No, I like cars. And you continue to go down that list, through that funnel, if you will, until you come up with specifically what you need. Until you do, there's no point in me walking to the toolbox or driving to Sears or Ace Hardware or Home Depot or going to my friend Chuck's house to borrow a tool because I don't know what you need.
Question, Chuck, has he returned all those tools?
You have to, because Chuck has a pegboard and he actually outlines them. So when you take them, you could see that he looks at his pegboard every damn day and he starts twitching. Like, I'll call Chuck up and I'll say, hey, Chuck, I need a drill bit. he'll say, what size? Quarter inch. Do you need a masonry drill? A wood bit? A steel bit? A cutting bit? I don't know. I need a hole. If it were up to me, it'd be like the Roadrunner cartoons, right? I'd call the Acme Hole Company.
And they would
get the box and the hole would be in it. I'd put it on the wall. But Chuck knows. And so, yes, you have to return Chuck's tools because if you don't...
You'll be cut out of you on the wall
soon.
Well,
no, he calls up. You can tell he's twitching. It's like, Bruce, you know, you borrowed that quarter-inch masonry bit and...
3 days ago?
And I'm looking at my caulk. On my board here, and it's
gone.
It's not there. Yeah, he's doing a Mel Tillis, right?
It's gone.
So to make, you know, the big question now is, why are you telling us all this? Because the point here, you said, what else can my audience do to build their brand? And I would say the most important thing, or the second most important thing, is know your objective. What do you want to accomplish? Wealth is a great goal. Helping the universe is a great goal. Bringing more people into your restaurant is a great goal. Selling more cars this month is a great goal. I don't judge the goals. I just ask that if you want this to work, you be super clear on what that goal is.
Then you got to make an ask or just to present yourself. What would be the next step?
Well, once you know what you want to accomplish, then you start looking at the ways to do it and to get there. But the nice thing is, you can evaluate those different paths based on what you want to accomplish. And again, with me, it's not find someone who will book me for a speech next month. I'd like that to happen. But for me, it's get someone to watch my video.
Yeah, it takes a while for somebody to make what I would consider to be a complex purchase decision.
Yeah, it's called a long tail sale. Right, there's a short tail sale. Hey, I want a Coke. Okay, you can pull into the drive-thru and go, hey, give me a Coke. Here's the dollar, whatever it costs. Or a long tail sale. I'm looking to purchase a piece of property. I'm going to get a new car. I'm trying to decide what hospital we should give birth at. I want to hire somebody to speak at my conference. I want to refinance my mortgage. Very different purchasing dynamics and very different consideration sets. Also, much deeper risk reward ratio. If you're buying a soda or buying a bottle of water, the risk reward ratio is rather low. If you're deciding if you should refinance your mortgage or you should adopt a child, your risk reward ratio is rather high and you need a good way of evaluating it. I was in Orlando the other day. I heard a speaker, a guy by the name of Will Gatt. He's a Red Bull athlete. He climbs icebergs and things.
Oh, wow.
And he does all this insane stuff. He climbed Niagara Falls when it was frozen. And he said he's taught his kids that there's three steps. So he'll say to his kids who want to go skating in the park, so what's the risk? What's the damage? And they'll say, nothing, Dad. Bumps and bruises. I can handle this. So that's risk one. I can handle it. I might get hurt, but no big deal. Risk number two, what's the risk? I want to ride it across the street. Ah, broken bones. It's all B's. Broken bones, right? Well, broken bones means I'm going to the hospital. That's a lot more severe than bumps and bruises. What's level three? I'm going to ride it across the freeway. Oh, level three is bye-bye. That means
all B's.
You're all B's. That means you're going to die, right? And he says, and so I've taught my kids to assess risk. He says, I climb icebergs. I know he also does that paragliding stuff up over mountains. He shows the videos. It's amazing.
He's like the
no, not the wingsuits. Not the wingsuits. He's in this little coffin-y thing with this sail above him.
Right.
It's still nuts.
It's nuts. It's crazy.
He says, okay, so is this bumps and bruises? Is this broken bones? Or is this bye-bye?
It's bye-bye.
And he said, since it's bye-bye, what do I have to do? I have to make sure I'm trained. I have to make sure I'm in shape. I have to make sure I have my
equipment
affairs in order.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That's right. And sure, he's figured it out that way. I would say it's the same for marketing. You can try something. What's the risk? Oh, we'll spend a couple bucks. If it doesn't work, big deal. Or, wow, we're going to spend a bunch of money, and if it doesn't work, we're not going to get that business. Or, wow, if we do this and it doesn't work, we're out of business.
Exactly.
So,
well, Bruce, that was great. I really do appreciate you coming in. Do you think you could spend one more segment, or am I going to have to book you for another day?
I would be delighted.
All right. Well, that's great. Stick with us for more Pearls of Wisdom from my man, Bruce Turkel. And remember, when he talks, it's all about you. Back after this. Whoa. Hey, Wanda, you finally did it. You finally nailed my favorite song.
You say that every time.
No, this is the real one, though, man. I sat in front of that little mono stereo like this with my hands there listening to this song when I was like a real young kid. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement. Actually, they've updated it. It means complimentary service loaner, dynamic rear replacement, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, the best value guarantee, and of course, the 72-hour exchange. They're all the benefits that Warren Henry gives you with their Advantage. That's right. Join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles. Here are some tips for enjoying this year's summer solstice, the longest day of the year. Since the sun will be visible for much longer, try not to stare directly into it for more than 2 hours at a time. It'll be hot, so keep hydrated. Drink plenty of water and whiskey. And remember, the extreme heat will make everyone more agitated and irritable. So if there are people you enjoy annoying, this would be a good day. Also, most employers recognize today as a national holiday. So take it off and enjoy this year's summer solstice.
On 880, The Biz.
Hey, looking out the window here, it looks real nice because it's June and no one's in school and everybody's kind of laid back. And hey, yeah, that's right. It's that national holiday, the longest day of the year. Wanda, you got a special plan for today?
No, I'm going to drive slowly and enjoy the sunset.
That's what I'm going to do, too. Drive slowly. Yeah. I've been doing that more.
I like it.
It's more relaxing.
And people don't blow at me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like it when people get all uptight about me. Yeah, so I just like to go slow there. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, I did that one already, didn't I? This is the real estate
one.
Yeah,
this is you.
Oh, this is me. It's always me. Hey, everybody, if I can help you get real estate financing, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I've got 35 years of experience. I just sold another deal up in Wynwood, so I've done two deals in Wynwood this year. I can help you with your financing or your land sale, help you come to an understanding of how to best market and put together your deal. I'm working on a condo conversion right now on the water up in Miami Beach. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with another segment with my man, the myth, and the legend, Bruce Turkell. Bruce is an international branding expert. He helps people build their brands, corporations build their brands, municipalities build their brands. He can help you build your brand. And remember, whenever Bruce talks, it's always all about you. Welcome back to the show, Bruce.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, now listen, we've been talking this whole time about branding tips, how to turn your scar into your star. But what I want to do now is I want to go back to our basics. Whenever I'm with you, I like to do blocking and tackling, and that's the seven things that we talk about branding. Do you think you can remember them?
I remember. I wrote the book on it.
I know you wrote
Building brand value. I remember them.
Well, I think we're going to have to repeat and repeat and repeat on this. But I don't think we're there yet. What's number one?
Number one is exactly what you said. It's about when I'm on the show. It was the title of my last book. It's all about them. And I tell you this all the time. Stop talking about yourself. Stop telling your customers how good you are. Stop telling your customers what you do and start talking about them. How being with you, buying your services, buying your products, whatever it is, makes their lives better. Here's the mantra. A good brand makes people feel good. A great brand makes people feel good about themselves.
Wow. Number two.
Number two, hearts, then minds. They're all three words, by the way, so not much to write down. Hearts, then minds. Make an emotional connection with your consumer before you make an intellectual connection. Most of us think it's the other way around. You have to talk about what you got, the intellectual stuff, the assets, the things you run your business with, how many computers you have, how many people you have, how many trucks you have, your location, your services, se habla español, whatever it is. But those are called RTBs, reasons to believe. I don't care about any of them until I'm interested in what you can do for me. So if you explain to me that doing business with you will make my life better than when I say, how come, or why, or how is that? You say, well, let me tell you. And then you deliver the RTBs. They're the reasons to believe. The message is doing business with me makes your life better. The assets that you bring to the table are the reasons people believe you. People purchase based on emotion, and they justify the purchase with facts.
Wow. It just goes around in my brain about how I'm going to apply this to my own life. What's the next one, Bruce?
Number three, three words. Make it simple. Make it simple. Stop talking about all the things you do. Start talking about the simple, powerful message that will help your customer. The car companies have figured this out. They all make the same thing. They all make cars that get us from point A to point B. I had to be at the studio here with you. I got in my car and I drove here. It doesn't matter what kind of car it was. Any car would get me from my house or my office to your studio. But the car companies know if they sell that, the RTBs, the ability to get to point A to, from point A to point B, you won't buy their cars because you could buy any car. So what do? Honda sells simplicity. BMW sells German engineering. Mercedes-Benz sells status. Porsche sells performance. Toyota sells reliability. If your Ferrari is faster than my Toyota, I don't care. If your Kia is cheaper than my Toyota, I don't care. If your Mercedes is more impressive than my Toyota, I don't care. If my Toyota doesn't start,
I care.
I care because they sell dependability. Lamborghini sells old men picking up young girls at nightclubs. Each one of the brands stands for something. Jeep, rugged, right? Each one stands for Volvo, safety. We all know it. So I ask, quite simply, make it simple, what do you stand for? Point three, make it simple.
Wow. Point four,
make it quick.
Point five,
make it yours. What are you going to own? I already told you what all those car companies own. If you think about Starbucks or Apple or Yamaha or Dasani Springs Water or any brands you might like, this Miami Tourism, they own something. New York owns the Big Apple, Cosmopolitan. You may say Broadway, someone else may say Wall Street, someone else may say Central Park, but we know what it stands for. LA stands for what? Movies. And you may think Bel Air, and you might think Hollywood, and someone else might think
Santa Monica,
but we know that LA stands for movies. Vegas stands for what?
What happens here stays here.
Right. Sin.
Yes.
Right? What happens here stays here. And they've even niched sin, because it used to be gambling, but now you can gamble anywhere. Used to be drinking, but now you can drink anywhere. So what do they own? They own adultery. What happens here stays here. Which, by the way, does not mean that's what you're going to do when you're there. Just like you own a Jeep, you don't drive it off-road, or you own a Range Rover, and God forbid you should drive it on a dirt road and get mud on it. They're selling the aspiration of ownership.
Six.
All five senses. It's not enough to simply say something and show something. Your customer needs to taste it, to touch it, to smell it, to hear it, and to see it. We are all hunter-gatherers on the Great Savannah, and we use all of our senses to understand what's going on in our lives.
Okay, and we're going to wrap it up here with number seven.
Number seven. I was getting near the end of the book. I knew I needed to come up with three words, but I was getting tired. So it's one word, but I said it three times. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Once you figure it out, once you know your authentic truth, once you know the difference you make in your customer's life, once you know how to make your scar your star, once you know your objective, once you know all those things and you figure out how to say it, you say it over and over and over and over and over again, because just when you're getting sick of saying it is when your customer is starting to hear it. You say it over and over again, which, by the way, ironically, does not give you the right to be repetitive. You have to say it over and over and over again in a new and interesting way so your customer pays attention.
Wow, Bruce, thank you for delivering that in a new and fresh way.
Well, that's kind of like practicing what I preach, right?
You're tremendous, Bruce. I want to thank you so much. Bruce, if people want to get you to speak at their event, how do they find you?
Easy. If you can remember my name, Bruce Turkel, T-U-R-K-E-L. My website is BruceTurkel.com. Come on, BruceTurkel.com. You can see videos of me speaking. You can get access to my blog. And there's a contact sheet, so you can send me an email. You can find me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, all with my name, lots of videos. I do a Marketing Minute video every week. It's only a minute because it's called what?
The Marketing Minute.
Yeah, so I got to keep it to a minute. And it's all on marketing tips and techniques, tools you can use to make your life better. I don't change what my clients do. I change their customers' perception of what they do.
You made my life better, Bruce. That's why we always have you back on the phone. You're my guru for building my brand. I can't thank you enough. He's Bruce Turkel. He's the brand guru, the man. Bruce Turkel at BruceTurkel.com.